I'm Michelle Franzen. Attorneys for Donald Trump say he is unable to pay the nearly $500 million bond in the civil fraud trial while he appeals. ABC's Aaron Katursky says New York's attorney general now starting the process so it can seize Trump's asset in Westchester County, north of New York City, if necessary.
She could take some of the revenue from the golf course that it generates and steer it towards state coffers to help pay off the judgment should Trump lose his appeal. And these are steps that she's going to be doing as soon as Monday if Trump fails to secure the bond.
Apple vowing to fight the antitrust lawsuit filed by the Justice Department in 16 states. The tech giant accused of creating a monopoly with its smartphone. Secretary of State Antony Blinken holding meetings in Egypt today, signaling the U.S. is drafting a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A one-time associate of former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani is accusing Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson of spreading misinformation about President Biden's family at the Russian government's behest.
Senator Ron Johnson was our guy in the Senate. He was told to me that when we push the information, he's going to push it in the halls of Congress.
That's Lev Parnas testifying at Biden's impeachment hearing yesterday. Johnson's office says the claim is baseless. More homes are coming on the market in Wisconsin. Prices are going up, too. The Wisconsin Realtors Association's February report shows new listings are up 21% compared to a year ago. The median price is $270,000. Despite those trends, inventory is still tight and mortgage rates are still high. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Superior Plan Commission met Wednesday to vote on requests made regarding the Nemadji Trail Energy Center project. Minnesota Power requested that the property where the plant will reside be rezoned for street vacation on nearby undeveloped roads and to reopen the City of Superior's comprehensive plan. All three requests were denied by the Plan Commission, which includes Superior Mayor Jim Payne. Mayor Payne has been a vocal critic of the project due to its proposed location near a residential area. Ashland residents are coming together in an effort to save Northland College. The school announced last week that it needs $12 million by April 3rd or it would be forced to close at the end of the spring semester. The Ashland Parks and Recreation Department is hosting a party and fundraiser for the college on Friday, with the entry fees going to Northland College. The fundraisers will have carnival games, a silent auction, and food. It will be free for students and faculty to attend and $5 for everyone else. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
The Celtics beat the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Boston Celtics controlled the game and held out to the end to beat the Bucks last night in Boston, 122-19. Doc Rivers says the game had some teaching moments.
We had a lot of self-inflicted wounds tonight with turnovers, offensive rebounds, bad possessions. But all of those are great things for us, like to watch film and to learn and get better. So this is a really good learning opportunity for us, is the way I look at it.
Tonight, the Bucks host the Nets. NCAA tournament. The Badgers are in Brooklyn to face James Madison University tomorrow night. Tip off at 8:40. It's been 2 years since the Badgers got into the tournament when Chucky Hepburn suffered a serious injury to his left ankle in that game against Iowa State.
Yeah, that was definitely hard. You know, going out like that and not being able to fight out there with my brothers, you know, definitely tough. But we hope to make a long run in this tournament. So, you know, we got to do whatever we got to do to get our bodies right.
That's the Badgers' Chucky Hepburn. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A winter weather advisory goes into effect tonight, lasting through mid-morning Friday. 1 to 3 inches of snowfall by daybreak, lows in the upper teens. On Friday, snow ending, another inch or less possible, highs in the low to mid-30s. It's 30 at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Friday morning on Up North News Radio, media critic Mark Jacob, national correspondent Kia Vakil, and Brittany Merlo's weekend forecast.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Thursday, Dom calls it Friday Eve edition. I say, Dom, the show must go on. The show always goes on, sometimes with utter greatness, and other times just near greatness.
You just got to roll with the punches, Curdy. Happy Friday Eve to you, Rich, helping us out on the board. Our fair audience, man, we're getting there. Happy days to us all.
Yeah, you can be a part. There is a question, Dom. I started with you, man. A little late to the party, fashionably. 844-967-2789. Some of the audience might know better than you the question of the moment, Dom. Recall Rojo. Yes or no? And when I say Rojo, I don't mean the clown, although some ascribe clown-like really? Qualities to U.S. Senator Ron Johnson.
Yeah.
I mean Ron Johnson, though. And new information has come to light, man. Yeah. Some new information has come to light about this guy. And I would wonder, and I was prompted this morning by a phone call. Our buddy Pete's Box Mike called me. I called him back. I owed him a phone call. Pete's Box said, time to recall Ron.
RecallRussianRon.com.
I was momentarily skeptical because, you know, what was your gut reaction yesterday? Can't even do it. Can't do it.
I don't think you can do it. Right. You can't recall U.S. senators, to my understanding.
Well, so I need to start from a legal opinion. I went searching for a legal opinion better than yours. Someone that actually successfully entered law school, not just the pre-testing to try and enter law school, moving on to business school when things didn't work out as one might have hoped. Mel Barnes from Law Forward has a piece she wrote back about 3 years ago at this time of year. Apparently, there was a little conversation amongst Wisconsinites at that time about recalling Ron Johnson. So I dug into what Mel's, I would call it a opinion, but, you know, she's a lawyer, so her opinions are of a legal nature, even if not binding. Smart lady, guest of the show, we've had her on. So Mel says under Wisconsin state law, the recall is absolutely a valid option, even against U.S. senators. It's a no-brainer. It's laid out. Hell, we got a recall manual in the state of Wisconsin. We've got an attorney general's legal opinion from 1979 anticipating the recall of a U.S. senator in the state of Wisconsin. I mean, hell, we had Joe McCarthy, man. Right. You know, the people
here.
There's
reason to assume that might, but something might be going down that road at some point.
Yes. And in 1926, the good people of the state of Wisconsin did a constitutional amendment, including the provisions for recalling congressional members and Mel Barron's opinion, U.S. senators. So state law says you can't. And then there's those damn federales, Dom. The supremacy clause of the federal constitution would say if not otherwise prohibited, you know, the feds get final say on a lot of these things. But state law dictates how you qualify on the ballot. There's lots of different things that state lawmakers or state law determines for federal elections. So it's not unprecedented to set a removal criteria as a state. And ultimately, Mel Barron says it's never been tried. There's binding decision upon the state of Wisconsin, not from the federal courts, not from the state court. So the final answer is, can you recall Ron Johnson? Maybe. Maybe. Legally, maybe. But one would have to assume Ron would go running for the cover of the federal courts, right? If this effort went forward, Ron, first and foremost, would seek, you know, legal counsel from a guy like Jim Troupas.
Who's Jim Troupas?
I already did this today. We already played the Who's Jim Troupas today. Because Jim Troupas still, despite the fact that he is a co-conspirator in the fake electors plot.
I mean, you know.
Despite the fact that he may or may not be criminally complicit, I would say he is on the Wisconsin judicial ethics panel appointed.
Hey, man, who knows more about terrible ethics than Jim Troupas?
Well, he's supposed to help
you what?
Guide the ethical behavior of the judiciary in the state of Wisconsin, appointed by the then conservative Wisconsin Supreme Court, reappointed in haste, you know, before Protasiewicz joined the court, because they like him on this. They like him in this role. Him
knowing what his track record has been, perhaps, you know, honoring him in that regard.
So, Mel Barron's Law Forward article at the Wisconsin Examiner 2021. You can find it on the Devil's Advocate's Facebook page. We always quote our sources, Dom. She is of the opinion under state law, probably yes, no problem. Under federal law, you know, it's hazy. We don't know the answer. It's undetermined. I would be a little suspicious that this very partisan U.S. Supreme Court would bail out Ron Johnson's ass at the last if necessary. But who knows? You know, some of these original textualists. Isn't this a states' rights issue?
Yes, certainly would seem to be. And if there's not a mechanism, perhaps there should be. You know what I mean? Because so lots of questions regarding it. So perhaps we can. I got my first question. Has any U.S. senator ever in the history of this country been recalled?
My understanding through your erroneous Google search yesterday is no, because that was the only criterion you utilized to say, no, you can't do it, right?
Brief reading on the top of the page. But okay, so maybe. So the question is maybe. So if we understand history to be
under Wisconsin law, senator, yes.
Okay, I got that. But
not every
happened.
State has the right of recall. That is
sure.
Like 8 states in the union. So 42 states would not have empowered to recall a U.S. senator under their state law. So again, that limits the scope of those states that would be eligible to ever have this circumstance. And we not only had Joe McCarthy, we've now had Ron Johnson.
Ron Johnson. Rich, I'm going to need your help. We got that piece standing by. This was Lev Parnas from yesterday giving testimony. And this one went around my family's Apple Messenger today. And I finally got around to it. And yeah, I was stunned, not surprised, but you know, it's Ron Johnson.
Is this some of the new information that's come to light, man?
Come to light, man. Play the first 37 seconds, if you would, please, Rich.
Authors of the Republican Burisma report would be your, quote, guy in the Senate to push all the information, end quote. What did you mean by that?
Senator Ron Johnson was our guy in the Senate. It was told to me that when we push the information, he's going to push it in the halls of Congress.
So when the media was getting skeptical about pushing disinformation after they've proven it wrong time and time again, the plan was to have a U.S. senator, Ron Johnson, to push that disinformation even further.
Correct, because we had Congressman Nunez already doing it, so Senator Ron Johnson jumped on board.
Ron Johnson. Well,
they had our guy. You know, is he a friend of mine or a friend of ours, Crudy? You also will do a little gangster talk, if you remember Goodfellas. He's a friend of ours. He's our guy. Here's Lev Parnas in sworn testimony pointing to Nunez and U.S. Senator from the great state of Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, as a vehicle, a known vehicle of disinformation, knowingly spreading that disinformation. He's a friend of ours, Crudy, as I give you the nose signal. Come on, man. Now, so my question is, okay, what specifically he said, it was told to him as Parnas. It was told to me that when we push information, he's going to push it in the halls of Congress. Oh, follow-up question, Mr. Parnas. Told to you by whom?
Well,
let's follow this up the ladder, man. And certainly Ron Johnson had some conversations. Let's get Ron Johnson on the record.
Well, if you'll recall, Parnas did give greater testimony. The fuller context was Trump was directing Rudy, and Rudy was directing Lev Parnas. So one must assume, if you're talking about higher up the food chain, you know, the directive would have come from either Rudy or Trump.
That's a great thought. But who's the contact in Russia? You know what I mean? Let's talk about the across the pond. That's the bigger problem. I mean, I get that, you know, Trump is going to dictate to, you know, Mega Mike Johnson and certainly to guys like Ron Johnson who are susceptible to it. Okay, that's politics. They're all part of the mega party. But who's the Russian handler? When did that all come down? What were the dates? How'd that happen? How was that information passed along? I mean, there's a lot of questions I have given this guy, Parnas, in sworn testimony, pointing the finger at Ron Johnson. And I think, yes, based on that, if we don't recall now, we should certainly get some answers and are probably, knowing Ron, going to be wholly insufficient. And I don't know that I want to, you know, senator from Wisconsin knowingly pushing Russian disinformation for any purpose, be it for political gain or to just sow chaos in this country.
Dom, I don't know who the Sergei was down at the KGB that was handing off this information to Lev Parnas. And as he testified, as long as it fit the narrative that we were putting forth, of course, we were okay with this information. But Parnas was the receptacle of the Russian information, the disinformation. He and Rudy were the ones, they were the conduits. They were the supply chain, if you will, Dom, from the KGB to Rojo. So I don't know who the Sergei was at, you know, Putin's guy, but the guy between our U.S. senator and Putin's guy was Lev Parnas and Rudy Giuliani. He's already testified to that.
Seems problematic, doesn't it?
New information's come to light, man. So I'm going to move forward with the assumption we can, under Wisconsin law, recall a U.S. senator. Could be a fight in the U.S. Supreme Court. You know, it's always going to be some sort of a battle in some court of law. But if we assume we can, the question becomes, should we? Should we, Don? And that's what I want to hear from you about and the audience. 844-967-2789, or use that shiny media app to text your opinion if the boss is watching. Some of you are trying to get work done, I know.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Menards is your electrical headquarters. Protect your home from power surges with the Square D Whole Home Surge Protector. This compact and affordable surge protector is compatible with all load center brands and protects your home's entire electrical system, including your major appliances. Say big on surge protectors at Menards, and don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards. The Todd Alba Show.
Our ride into spring continues. We have some great prizes to give away. A weekend getaway at Chula Vista Resort, a bike, and a three-way blender.
A three-in-one blender.
Oh, three-in-one. Sorry, I misread that. We're having our own political threesome
Todd Alba
here.
Going with the After Dark Show all of a sudden.
It's always
this
a pleasure.
Is Civic Media, not Cinemax, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Alba Show.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making and cooking soap.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open. Love your opinions at 844-967-2789. Can we here in the state of Wisconsin impeach one of our senators? And if we can, should we? And if we should, when should we? There's some questions I have, Curdy.
Well, I've got a few answers for you, Dom. Let's talk first and foremost. Who would be against this effort to recall Ron Johnson if we do it now? If we did it right now in the middle of a presidential election cycle, there'd be a little pushback from some of the party people, I got to think, Dom. First and foremost, and I don't know what happens between Senator Tammy Baldwin's ears, but politically, I think her brain trust would not be supportive of this effort in the real time. I don't think they're going to want anything else to rile up the MAGA Republican base. I think they like their chances against the porn statued Eric Hudbee, and they don't want anybody, you know, left to her own devices. Tammy's going to double-digit win over Hudbee. So I don't think they want a new, you know, X factor thrown into the race because, you know, our buddy Pete's Box Mike, his advocacy is to recall Ron and put him on the presidential election, effectively have both U.S. senators on the ballot this fall, Dom. Now, there are very few to zero Democratic possible pickups in the U.S. Senate. And the flip side of the equation, very difficult geographic map, as the U.S. Senate would happen with the six-year terms. They do a revolving thing, right? There's not that many Republicans that are on the clock this cycle, but there's a lot of Democrats, people like Tammy Baldwin. I'm not really concerned about Tammy Baldwin holding serve here, not under the current circumstance. Sherrod Brown in Ohio. Now, I love him, very progressive senator, but that's a very Trumpian state. Ohio is getting redder all the time. That's going to take a lot of splitting tickets for him to win re-election, despite the fact that Trump will probably carry Ohio handily. And John Tester, talking about a ticket splitter, John Tester out there in Montana is going to have to do the miraculous because we already know that Joe Manchin's out, right? We've already lost one seat. And you got to look at Ruben Gallego in Arizona and hope that he can hold serve against crazy Trumpster Kari Lake. But these are all coin flip races. And currently, they would all be incumbent Democrats defending their turf. And Joe Manchin's not even defending. He's basically ceded that seat to the Republicans. So the 51-49 is 50-50 before we even start this cycle. But if you put Ron Johnson on the ballot, now you could pick up, theoretically, a Republican seat. He would be the most vulnerable Republican on the map any year he's on the ballot, I suspect, Dom. So looking at the inside math, I don't think Tammy wants to put more confusion on the ballot, let's just say. I can't imagine that the Biden team would be down for putting Ron Johnson. They, by the same logic, aren't going to want this confusion on the ballot. They're not going to want something else to turn out the MAGA base. You know, if you're not voting for Trump, let's not give him another vote for Ron Johnson, another reason to turn out.
I think that's already baked into the cake. I mean, you know, if you're up and out and not going to vote for Trump, but you're going to get out and go vote for Ron Johnson, I mean, don't you think those are some of the same people?
Perhaps, but I would point out, as Ron Johnson did when he was captured on tape speaking to an activist, when he basically laid out the math of Trump's loss in the state of Wisconsin, what'd he tell us? Trump garnered 51,000 less votes at the top of the ticket than down ballot Republicans had in the state of Wisconsin. In other words, there's more appetite for a Ron Johnson than a Donald Trump in the state of Wisconsin. And if you look at the last election cycle where, you know, Evers won by 90,000 votes and Ron Johnson won by about 30,000 votes. Well, the last presidential, the last two have turned on less than 25,000 votes. Theoretically, Tammy could win, Biden could win, and Ron Johnson could all win on the same ballot using that same math.
That's a lot of math. I don't like to do math on the radio.
Well, I'd like
but there is obviously some timing concerns. And those are all the things to be considered. Of course, what was not in that scenario whatsoever is what continual damage does this guy, this friend of Lev Parnas, is what does he do while he's in there? He continues to be Ron Johnson. He continues to engage in Ron Johnson-ness.
And so of course,
the sooner that goes away, the better.
The specter of the Scott Walker recall that hangs above any consideration, right? It wasn't successful. We made Walker into the wanker. We made him stronger. We gave him more avenues of fundraising. I mean, ultimately, looking back, there's got to be a few regrets. Now, I think it also was a great movement for the people of Wisconsin. I think it was certainly merited against Scott Walker. But you, my little buddy, who voted for Scott Walker in the recall, despite voting for Tom Barrett in the general, did so to protest the recall action, did you not?
I did.
Could you see a similar sentiment taking root if Ron Johnson was recalled, short of a criminal indictment?
See, well, there we go. That becomes, of course, the issue. What are we recalling Ron Johnson for? The recall of Scott Walker was for Act 10, a legislative action that a lot of people didn't like, but it, you know, that was what they decided to do. And elections have consequences, quote unquote. We got to articulate specifically, why does Ron Johnson need to be recalled? What has Ron Johnson done that makes him recallable? Why should he no longer represent the state of Wisconsin in the Senate? And that's got to be very specifically articulated, and it might take criminal charges.
Okay, would that be a precursor to recalling Ron? I mean, what if he's an unindicted co-conspirator? We already know in the public record from the Jim Troupas and the Kenneth Cheesebro document dump that Ron, according to their emails, was fully vetted in on the coup plot more than a month before it was executed. And of course, it was unsuccessful. It was a failed armed robbery, but Ron was told about the plan. Ron was part of the conspiracy. I would allege a criminal conspiracy. And I don't think I'm the only one that feels like this. So if Ron is part of a criminal conspiracy, if he is part of the conspiracy, and we've already gone through the question of whether or not he could be disqualified from the ballot.
For the sake of this discussion, let's assume, yes, we agree that Ron was part of that, is part of that, although not charged in the court of law or convicted. But okay, yes, Ron was part of it. Is that the is that worth the impeachment? Is that the only reason we impeach?
If he's indicted, convicted, or what if just through the course of the January 6th trial, we learn Ron's compliance, Ron's conspiracy, Ron was in on it. I mean, most of this is already in the public record. You know, put his hand on a Bible and stick him in a courtroom and he's a defendant, Dom. You know, the question is, short of being defendant Ron Johnson, is there rationale to recall the man?
844-967-2789. I have lots of thoughts on that, and I want to hear your thoughts. I'm going to tease you a little bit here. Come back after the bottom of the hour and let us know what you think. I'll tell you what I think. I'll tell you what I think, but you got to wait. Again, 844-967-2789. The political party up in here. Look, we're engaging in our civic duty. You know, this is like community service here. 844-96-PARTY. We'll be right back.
Recall Ron now or later? That's the question.
You
conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A former Milwaukee election official is found guilty of election fraud. A jury says Kimberly Zapata used fake names to get a hold of military absentee ballots illegally. Her lawyer argued she was a whistleblower. Zapata could get up to 5 years in prison. Governor Evers says Wisconsinites are embracing mental health care, but he only got about 10% of what he asked from lawmakers in the state budget. He says student-led efforts are helping pick up the slack.
I visited several high schools over the last 4 years that they have great mental health programming going in some places that you would never expect.
More with Evers on the Empowered Caregiver this weekend on Civic Media. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Duluth public school teachers will be receiving a raise in their next two contracts. The Duluth School Board voted unanimously to approve raises for their teaching staff over the next 4 years. Teachers will receive a 6% raise this year, a 3% raise next year, and 2% raises in each of the next 2 years. School officials said the raises are meant to show teachers the school board appreciates their hard work in creating a great learning environment. There will also be 4 new professional development opportunities. The Duluth City Council will introduce a resolution calling for a permanent ceasefire in Gaza. The move comes following pressure from the community to introduce the resolution, joining a number of other city councils across the country calling for an end to the violence in the region. The city council is scheduled to discuss the resolution at Thursday's agenda session, and a vote on it could come as soon as next week. The resolution was sponsored by Azrin Awal, Wendy Durwachter, and Mike Mayu. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
I'm Pete with a 60-second showbiz beat. During an appearance on Watch What Happens Live, masked singer judge and former Playboy playmate Jenny McCarthy talked about why she didn't take part in 2021's Secrets of Playboy documentary. McCarthy says her time at the mansion was not a pleasant experience, saying there were lots of pretty girls and lots of ugly dudes over 70. McCarthy said it was like Viagra Central as she saw lots of gross celebrities having sex. That sounds almost as unsettling as watching an episode of The Masked Singer. Speaking of Viagra and gross sex, the unholy union of Donald Trump and Stormy Daniels is back in the news thanks to a new documentary called Stormy. In the film, Daniels claimed she received death threats after the story of her tryst with Donald Trump went public. Trump denied the affair ever took place, which is strange because he rarely denies anything. Stormy is available to stream on Peacock, so grab some popcorn and gather the whole family around the TV. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A winter weather advisory goes into effect tonight, lasting through mid-morning Friday. 1 to 3 inches of snowfall by daybreak, lows in the upper teens. On Friday, snow ending, another inch or less possible, highs in the low to mid-30s. It's 30 at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. The show must go on no matter what. And the question, at least the question I'd like to ask you, our fair audience, should Ron Johnson get recalled? Now, I've checked the text line. You know, some early words coming in here. Damn. Ron Johnson may be a witch. Let's test the old-fashioned way and toss him bound in a body of water. And if he floats, he's guilty, guilty, guilty. Well, that'd be one way of doing it. That would literally be a witch hunt, right? Here's more. I propose that Ron Johnson be used in a prisoner swap with Russia. Here's another. Ron would have to be charged with some nasty felony, and the state media would have to turn against him by the end of 2025. So it would still be a sizable time left on his term. So there is some question to timing, even if you think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
One more. Lisa Jo, our pal from Madison, says, they're all crooks. Who cares? Is wrong. At some point, we have to return to right is right and wrong is wrong. And when you're wrong, there are effing consequences for it. And Lisa Jo says, impeach the bastard, triple exclamation point. Yeah. So anyways, more opinions being offered on the text line. You can be one of them. 844-967-2789. But I prefer when you call us if the boss ain't looking and offer your opinion like Steve from La Crosse up in God's country, listening on the Eagle, I suspect. Welcome, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Hey. So I'm just wondering, how would we contact somebody? What would be the best person for us to contact to try to promote this, get rid of Ron?
Well, Pizza Box Mike is an organizing figure at this moment. He's a friend of ours. Steve, would you be down for this effort? Would you commit to volunteer and collect signatures? My math says you'd need more than like 665,000 signatures. You'd need a lot of them. That's a big number to qualify to even activate this. And then, Steve, you don't just get to recall the guy. You gotta run a candidate. You got to have a willing candidate who can also beat this guy, right?
That's true, yeah.
But here's
here's the other thought. I mean, says of course, the action. But do you run it up the flagpole first to find out if you can? Because, I mean, why go? I mean, that's a hell of an opportunity, a wasted opportunity to go, you know, get 660,000 signatures. But the other side is that it may be a good get out the vote mechanism for the Dems. You know what I'm saying? You got people pounding doors to get Ron Johnson recalled. There's those things. But should we have a legal opinion prior to going through all that work,
right,
Steve?
Right. Even if you couldn't get the 60,000 votes, it would be a good thing to get people more aware of what the heck he's doing, like nothing.
Yeah. Steve, you ever have a Bernie's blast off?
No.
Oh, man. Bernie's long since passed, but that was one of the fun things to do in La Crosse. Bernie would play the bottles down at the bar, and you'd get a blast off, which would be like a Mad Dog 2020 Boilermaker and a beer, and it'd be like a buck 30. And I'm talking like 5 years ago, it was like a buck 30.
Steve, I'm just good at the Hammerschlagen during Oktoberfest.
Oh, yeah, the Hammerschlagen. We'll be back up to see you about Oktoberfest time, Steve.
Sounds good. I'll look you guys up. Good talking to you, and I'll let you go.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it,
844-967-2789. John from Boaz. Welcome, John. What do you got for us today? Recall hey, Ron John. Or no recall Ron?
You have the greatest radio show ever, and you're using the airwaves correctly and doing your duty for the civic media. I say keep him, because the math is simple. 2 + 2 = 4. You have 4 candidates going in for the president. Everybody gets 25%. It's called even. We don't want Trump. We can compare Trump to Hitler in the history books because they were both messed up politicians. Power is the thing. Who has the power? The Republicans? Yes. Or the Democrats? Yes. But the power comes from organized crime. Who's in bed with the Democrats? Who's in bed with Russia? Trump. That's all I have for today.
John, He-Man has the power. Thanks for the call.
Here's the math. 51-49.
Right now.
50-50 if you take Joe Manchin out of the mix, because Joe Manchin's retiring, and, you know, Dems are not capturing West Virginia without Joe Manchin on the ballot, and he was god-awful to begin with. Kyrsten Sinema has also walked away from her Senate role. She would have been the incumbent. We've now got Ruben Gallego, a little bit of a progressive congressman. Now, I like his chances against Kerry Lake, but that's a state that went to Biden by 11,000 votes.
Yeah, tight.
So don't be shocked between John Tester and a few of the other Dems that could be vulnerable. It wouldn't take much to, you know, knock out a red state Democrat senator. But we could enter next fall 49-51. And that includes Holden Cerf for Tammy Baldwin and Sherrod Brown. Maybe we lose John Tester, we lose the Manchin seat, and we're at 49-51. Guess what? No judicial appointments. You're done. You're dead in the water. You get no committee chairmanships, no gavel, no investigatory powers. You lose all of that when you lose the majority in the U.S. Senate. So here's a thought for you, Dom.
Well, how does Sinema, she's an independent officially right now, correct?
Well, she's caucused with the Dems. Other than, you know, throwing out the filibuster, she's effectively voted with the Dems most often. She's been a pain in our ass. Ruben Gallego certainly would be a better representation of my sentiments, but I don't live in the state of Arizona. For all I know, the telegenic former TV commentator, big liest, Kerry Lake could win election.
She's made a few mistakes, Crudy. You know, she'll mend all those bridges with the Republican parties in Arizona.
Well, we'll see. But the people of Arizona that traditionally have been a little mavericky, if you know what I'm saying, Dom, and don't historically vote for Democrats. I mean, we got Mark Kelly and we've got an empty seat in Arizona, right? There's some chance we could lose that seat. Sadly, to Kerry Lake, freaking Kerry Lake. And I'm just telling you, I'm not rooting for any of these scenarios.
Well, I mean, that's why we have elections.
See,
someone's going to win and someone's going to lose, and they're going to be tight. I mean, there you go. The question at hand, though, is do you throw in a recall, which might be legal in the state of Wisconsin and untested in the federal courts, of a sitting U.S. Senator Ron Johnson for any number of issues specifically related to, you know, the insurrection, overturning the government, and, you know, getting fed by Lev Parnas what he's supposed to say?
Dom, I have all your answers, but I want to hear a few more opinions from the audience first. 844-967-2789. Recall Ron Johnson now or later?
Now, when you say later, when's later?
I'll tell you.
After this election? Okay.
Can't tell you right now, Dom. Got to hear from people like Matt from Middleton. Welcome, Matt. What do you got for us?
Hey, Matt.
Hello, Devils. My honest opinion is that we do not do that now because, as you discussed earlier, any threat to Tammy Baldwin or Democrats picking up seats is too big of a risk to take. And this is why I say that. I think the main reason that Joe Biden and fellow Democrats around the country and even the media maybe is being so timid about not actually portraying the real threats that we face with Russia having their hands in the Republican Party so deeply is that there's a lot of MAGA that actually is speaking of civil war at the moment. They are bloodthirsty maniacs at this point, and we have to thread a fine needle here, and that's why I think that so much isn't really being told about what's really happening. And in the past, well, Matt, isn't it, World War
do you
I,
find
World
that
War
problematic,
II,
or do you
War?
Think that's good? I'm sorry, Matt. Let me break in here. Do you find that if I your assertion do you, that the people, the media, the folks are holding back because, you know, the crazies are out there? If that's the case, do you think we should continue playing a game, or do you think we should rip the Band-Aid off and tell people and explain to people what is really our perception, what we believe is really going on? Because there's always going to be crazies out there, Matt. I don't know if I like that.
Well, there are a lot.
Dom doesn't like that, Matt.
Panels being held in Europe, and there's a lot of information out there telling the real story. But there has to be a reason that politicians here in the U.S. are not being as honest. And I think it's because the threat is so great, but at the same time, they don't know how to really approach it and be honest with the people. And the only way, because what the caller earlier said was that, you know, we had our chance to get rid of Ron, but without, and a lot of Republicans aren't even going to listen to the truth. They're already lost in La La Land and the cult. So I don't think it would succeed even if we did try.
Not with that attitude, man. I'm sorry.
I think it would work. I would love to see it happen, but these people are traitors and they're seditionists, and I would love to see them in jail. But the state of America today, I don't think it could happen.
Matt, appreciate your call. I think those are differing questions. One is for prosecutors, talking to you, Josh Call. Whether or not Ron Johnson ever ends up in a court of law as a criminal defendant, I think he should. I think he participated and was vetted in on a coup attempt against the U.S. government. I think that's kind of a big deal. And I don't think I'm the only one that feels that way. I've spoken to two attorneys today. It looks like I'm throwing the horns. I'm actually counting one, two. Two attorneys today share my very passionate legal opinion that Ron Johnson's up to his albino eyebrows in the January 6th Dom. But to date, with no criminal indictment, I would be a little skeptical whether or not the effort would be successful. I might share Matt's opinion. 844-967-2789. Cindy from Appleton, welcome. What's your thought?
Hello, Cindy.
Well, I'd love to impeach him, but I think at this point it would be somewhat of a distraction for the election. I would rather see somebody like Stephen Olakala run against him, and I don't know if you remember who Steve was.
Sure.
He ran. I mean, he's an awesome candidate, and I think he could beat Ron Johnson. So if you're out there, Steve, listening, I want you to put your head in the ring again. But that, I think, would be our better option because, I mean, you have to understand, a lot of Democrats voted for Johnson with the last election because they couldn't vote for Mandela, so they voted for Johnson. So I think an impeachment.
Why do you think they could not vote for Mandela? What was Mandela's shortcoming that made him unvotable?
The person, because he's a person of color.
Well, Stephen Olakara, although is not black, he's of Asian descent. He's darker pigmented than the Ron Johnson, let's say. Cindy,
everybody's
have
darker
a,
pigmented than Ron Johnson.
Okay, he's not an albino, Cindy.
No.
Would you have a similar concern for Olakara's candidacy? Because Mandela is a great guy, a great candidate. I took some issue with the way they ran the campaign. But, I mean, the racism's already baked in the cake, according to you, Cindy. How's it not going to be racist when Olakara runs?
Because I think the people that have voted for Ron Johnson that probably shouldn't have might think twice about doing something so stupid.
Cindy, I appreciate your thought. My thought at the time, in real time, when the U.S. Senate race was shaking out, the Dobbs decision had come down the Friday night of the Democratic Party convention. It was in La Crosse that year. That was, 2 years ago, Dom? I was there. And Friday night, if I recall correctly, I had Senator Brad Path. He was a congressional candidate. He was running against Eric Van Orden. I was at Buzzard Billy's in La Crosse because I like going to Buzzard Billy's in La Crosse. And the Dobbs decision came down on Friday night. Friday night. Tom Nelson, who was the first one in the race, hell, he jumped in the race before the last presidential was over, didn't he? And Lazary, who had spent a lot of his own personal wealth to make a name for himself. So there was Lazary. There was, Olakar was in the race. But effectively, it was Godlewski, Tom Nelson, Lazary, and Mandela. And three of them dropped out. And in light of the Dobbs decision, if I had any regrets, it was that Sarah Godlewski didn't allow the primary electorate to make their choice because there might have been a strong surge for women on the ballot. Come back. I'll tell you what we should do.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open, going there. Want to get your take. Do we here in the state of Wisconsin recall U.S. Senator Ron Johnson? Apparently, he can't do it legally in the state. Federal rules, perhaps a little more unknown. But then there's timing. There's other elections, lots of things to consider. And, of course, what are we going to recall him for? You know, that message has to be clear. 844-967-2789.
For being an insurrectionist, how about that? I realize that term has not been charged. How about a seditious conspiracist? How about that one? That one's been convicted. We've got some January 6 people that have actually been found guilty of that charge. And if you are part of the seditious conspiracy, and I would allege that according to the document dump of the Cheeseboro and the Jim Troopas, we know that Ron was fully vetted in on this information. And I got to tell you, I think we should recall Ron Johnson. I think we can recall Ron Johnson under Wisconsin law, though I still think there could be the possibility of heartbreak brought on by the U.S. Supreme Court. But the win we should recall Ron Johnson, that's the question. And I have the answer, Dom. But first, let's get a few more opinions. 844-967-2789. Tom from L.A., your thoughts, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. You know, I just get really, really sick and tired of the fact that how the corporate world has taken advantage of good people in Wisconsin. You had Scott Walker that talked about divide and conquer. You had, Ron Johnson and all these guys going over to Russia on the 4th of July. You got testimony from Parnas saying what Ron did. And I just wish that people really would wake up and realize that they're taking advantage of the people of Wisconsin, the good-natured people of Wisconsin. And they figure that if they can do it in Wisconsin, they can do it anywhere in the country because they know that people are good and hardworking in Wisconsin. Now, as far as Ron goes, I think Ron needs to be brought up on charges. I think he needs to be thrown in the clink. I think that that we should be using this on the Democratic side as a way to keep on letting waterfall out of the bucket in terms of just all the stuff that they've done. And everyone just needs to get out and just be Wisconsinites. Like you've said before, Cree, be Badgers. Don't turn on your families and don't turn on your, Packers from Badgers. We're all Wisconsinites. Even people have moved away from Wisconsin.
All right, but Tom, do we recall? That's the question. Is that a yes or a no?
No.
Gray Davis brought you Schwarzenegger out in California, did he not?
No, I think Josh. Yeah, exactly. Josh Call needs to do his job. Needs to bring him up on charges. there should be more investigations going on about him, and let the drip, drip, drip happen to the point where people are really woken up about what it is that this guy has done. He's a traitor. He's a Russian asset. It's just the bottom line. There's no, I mean, the guy said it yesterday. Parnas said it yesterday. Everything you needed to hear.
Tom, I appreciate that, but I'm not a prosecutor in the state of Wisconsin. I'm not the attorney general. I'm not a county DA. And I can't go make a citizen's arrest of U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, as much as I'd like to try and make that play out in real life, Dom. We can't do that, right? But we as citizens have it within our right to recall, at least in the state of Wisconsin, under our Constitution, amended and laws, we have the right to recall a U.S. senator. And I think perhaps we should do it. Fred from Cottage Grove, what do you think?
Hey, Fred.
Hi, guys. I think we need to really start charging him for what he's done so far. I mean, his Russian connections are spot on, but it's not brought up. There's not enough news on or anything else. We need to really hammer that down.
That to what end, though? The guy's not even on the ballot for 4.5 more years, Fred.
Yeah, so, I know, but that's why we need to investigate him and start charging him before we do a recall. Recall is going to do the same thing that happened to Walker back in 2011 and stuff. It's just going to backfire on the Democrats.
Fred, appreciate your opinion. Want to sneak one more in here. Wisco Paul, what do you think we should do?
Hey, Paulie.
Well, hey, Devils. Nice show this afternoon. I better say great show or Crudy will cut me off.
Yeah, great. At least great. Could be better than that.
Yeah, I absolutely should be recalled. It's a lot of time and effort being put in that. A lot of things have come to light since he was elected. If I do remember right, though, Medela Barnes, when he opposed Johnson, I don't think Milwaukee turned out like he should have. Or I think Mandela would have beat Johnson to begin with. But with all these new acquisitions and things coming out, it should be recalled. The only thing I can say, being involved with the Walker recall, it's a lot of time and a lot of effort. And I don't know if that's possible. But you're 100% correct, Crudy. You should be recalled. So.
And there is a perfect time to do it. And I'll get to telling you when that is. Karina, you're next. Welcome to the show. What's your thought?
Hi, guys. I think we're changing maps, and we need to reorganize the whole thing. For 12 years, we've been under Republican hard shift. We need to change it all. We're changing maps. We need to change the people, too. That's how I think. I don't care who it is.
Karina, I think you're a smart lady. I know you are. You listen to the greatest radio show ever. But here's what I think we should do, Dom, and I'll tell you quick. I think we should recall Ron Johnson 1 year from today, 1 year from now, because first and foremost, we don't want it on the spring ballot to interfere with Ann Walsh Bradley's reelective chances in the spring. Her campaign is not going to want that question on the ballot to gin up the Trumpsters, the MAGA. But by next year, if the math is 50-50 or probably worse, 49-51 in the U.S. Senate, Democrats have the power to do nothing. This recall effort suddenly against Ron Johnson, we'll have the world supporting this recall effort of Ron Johnson next year if we push it beyond the spring election. And I think we could do it with success. I think the whole world would get behind taking out Rojo.
Come on,
and that
man.
Gives plenty of time to the prosecutors to
we
indict and convict.
You're going
to
do it. You do it right now. Scott Walker, it was a June election. It wasn't a presidential. You're not going to get more engaged people than this presidential election cycle ever. And certainly not next year at this time.
I want to engage him next year at this time when we recall Ron Johnson. More Devils. A happier, happy.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North. 910 AM WBZH. It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local civic media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000. Get ready to ride into spring. Civic Media, hometown radio, refreshed. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The prison escapee and his accomplice that made a daring getaway in Idaho are back in custody.